Hey, what is up? Welcome to the Strategy Wednesday episode of the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast. As always, I'm your host, Brian Lofermento, and in today's episode, we're going to talk about setting yourself up for success both now and in the future by leveraging the three types of traffic. I'm so excited about this one. Let's dive in. So last week, I did a Strategy Wednesday episode about one of my favorite free traffic sources, which is guest posting or guest blogging, appearing on other influential websites or publications or outlets that already have an audience. And I was absolutely thrilled to hear from so many of you listeners about how much that resonated. And almost every single person who sent me an email about that episode said, "Brian, what about other traffic sources? Now I've got the taste for traffic. I want all the traffic sources. Tell us all of your secrets and all of your sources." So rather than doing that, because first of all, I guess the way that I'd preface this episode is that the best traffic sources are the ones where your ideal customers and clients already are. So if your ideal customer or client loves Pinterest, well, you should be on Pinterest. That is one of the most basic fundamental essences of marketing, is to go where your ideal customers and clients are. So rather than trying to put together some not comprehensive list of traffic sources, in this week's episode, I want to talk about the three different types of traffic. And when it comes to these three different types, like most things in life, you really get the benefits by diversifying. Don't put all of your eggs in one basket. In fact, what I would highly recommend you do is you invest in all three of these different traffic types, because one takes money, one takes time, and one is a really fast path to you actually making money. So I think when you use all three of these traffic types in conjunction, that's where you're going to get your gains. So this is going to be a really high level episode here this week, because there's so much that we could talk about with traffic. And I'll tell you what, if you all keep emailing me about traffic, you want me to go deeper, then we're going to have a little bit of a traffic month here on the Entrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast. But we are going to keep it high level. I'm going to talk about the three different types of traffic so that you can sit down and say, okay, for each of these types of traffic, which one do I want to pursue? Or which one within each of these types, you should be pursuing all three, do you want to go after? So the three types of traffic are traffic you influence, traffic you rent, and traffic you own. And don't worry about trying to memorize those. I'm going to talk about all three of them individually right now. So this is a concept. This is not me that's coming up with this, by the way. I've heard of this concept of the three different types of traffic for years and years and years. And so I'm really just summarizing those three different types for you here today. So first things first, let's talk about traffic you influence. Now, traffic you influence is because of your consistency, because of the content that you put out, because of the fact that you prove yourself as an expert. This is the traffic that you get from that sort of influence. Now, the thing about traffic you influence is that you don't own it, you can't rent it, which really means that this is the one type of traffic that you really cannot control. So what is traffic you influence? For example, if you ranked number one on Google, that would be an incredible source of traffic for your business. If you sell life insurance and every time someone Googled life insurance, you popped up first just by search engine optimization, just in Google's normal search results, you're not paying for that. You influenced your website to get there. You did a lot of search engine optimization. You influenced the search engines to rank you favorably. That's a huge traffic source, but you can't control it. You had to put time, you had to put effort, you had to create content, you had to do so much stuff for you to get there. So traffic you influence is really beneficial. This one channel alone can make you a heck of a lot of money, but it does take time. It's free, It takes time. So other examples of traffic you influence could be social media. If you have for years been working on building your Instagram following or your Facebook audience or your YouTube channel or your podcast numbers, your podcast audience, that's all traffic you influence. So here I am. I mean, gosh, we are 5 years in, 4.5 years in to the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast. When I first launched, I didn't get nearly the same traffic or attention that I get now. And so this podcast is traffic I influence. I'm so grateful for listeners like you tuning in 3 days a week, every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, here on the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast, because this is traffic I influence. I didn't get here overnight. I worked on it, and now I'm reaping the benefits. Now it's one of the fastest flowing faucets when it comes to my business generating traffic. So that's the first type, traffic you influence. The thing I want you to take away here is, if you're laying the building blocks of traffic you influence today, you may not reap the rewards next week, next month, or even this year. It might come a year from now, 2 years from now. It doesn't mean you shouldn't be doing it. Look at me in this podcast. Here we are, almost 500 episodes in. This is one of my most reliable and certainly one of my most profitable traffic sources. So traffic you influence is very, very powerful. Examples to sum up this section: search engine optimization, ranking well in Google, social media, a YouTube channel, a podcast, whatever your platform is, that's traffic that you influence. Traffic type number two is traffic that you rent. Primarily what this means is rent, you pay for it. You pay for it, but you don't own it. So for example, at its purest form, this is typically advertising. Facebook ads, Google ads, maybe you're doing direct mailing to people, you're paying through the USPS to be mailing every single house within a certain zip code. Those are all examples of traffic that you rent. Now, the nice thing about traffic that you rent, you might be thinking, well, Brian, I have to pay for it. Well, there's a beautiful thing that comes with that is if you pay for it, it's almost instantaneous. I could launch a Facebook ad right now and start getting traffic 20 minutes from now. It's the beautiful thing about traffic that you rent. You pay for it, you get it. There's none of the, you don't need any influence, you don't need to wait any amount of time. You can just rent it and they deliver it. So I'm not gonna beat a dead horse when it comes to traffic you rent, because there's so many different things we could talk about when it comes to advertising, but just know that this is a reliable and quick traffic source. And when it comes to traffic you rent, yes, you pay for it, but if you can pay for it profitably, if every time you spend $100, you make a $200 sale, well, then you just scale that up. Then traffic that you rent is really going to be the main traffic source for you, and it's gonna allow you to grow your business really quickly. Now, this does come with a caveat, is because you rent it, they make the rules, they change the rules. Just like rent, they can increase your rent next year, and maybe what's affordable and profitable for you today may not be so affordable and profitable next year, or even next week, or even next month. So you never know when it comes to traffic that you rent, which is why, and I'm gonna say this a few more times before today's episode is wrapped, it's why it's so important to also work on traffic you influence. You never know when you are renting, you don't know what's going to change in the future. So that's why we don't put all of our eggs in one basket. Traffic source number three is traffic that you own. Now, obviously, we just talked about renting, where you pay for it, traffic that you own, and it's somebody else's platform, somebody else's traffic delivery. Traffic that you own is yours. You don't have to pay anybody for it. You don't have to use anybody else's platform to get access to it. It's traffic that you own. The most basic example that I can give you in traffic that you own is an email list. So that's why I personally love my email list. I have thousands of people that at any given moment in time, let's say I launch a new podcast episode, let's say I launch a new product or service, let's say anytime I want eyeballs and traffic to anything that I'm doing, with a few clicks of a button and a few strokes of the keyboard, I own my email list and I can generate so much traffic from my email list. Now, traffic that you own could also be if you are growing a text messaging list or maybe a phone number list. Maybe you've got phone numbers of all of your past customers and clients, and anytime you want traffic, you just start calling them up. That's traffic that you own. You're not relying, you're not paying for it every single time that you use it. So traffic you own is the most valuable And you can start building that based on the other two types of traffic. Whatever mechanism you want to use there, an email list is the most common. That's where you want to direct your other sources of traffic so that it can go from traffic you influence and traffic you rent into traffic that you own. So really, this is a perfect blend and mixture of three different types of traffic that if you focus on all of these, when you invest in it consistently and you put effort into it and you really nurture it, you're going to have a well-oiled machine where when you need traffic, you know exactly where to turn. You've constantly got traffic that you influence via your podcast or your blog or your YouTube channel or your social media or your search engine rankings. You can at any moment in time instantly get traffic through traffic that you rent, which is primarily paid advertising. And all of that is complemented and fed into by traffic that you own, which could be your email newsletter is the most classic example. So for you as a business owner, if you're listening to this and you're saying, Brian, I never really thought about traffic that way. The purpose of today's episode is not merely to be educational, but it is for you to sit down and say, okay, where does my traffic come from? Where do I reliably get eyeballs? What can I be working on or setting up today so that 6 months from now, when I launch a new product or service or I want to make more money, I have sources of traffic? Remember, there's really only two ways to grow a business, and that's to sell more to your existing customers and clients or to get more customers and clients. That's it. Those are the only two ways to grow a business. And if you want to sell to more customers and clients, you need to know how to be able to find them. And that's where traffic comes in. They're out there. You just got to start getting in front of them. And in today's episode, we covered the three different types of traffic, and those three types of traffic enable you to get in front of people. So to summarize today's episode, traffic type number one is traffic you influence, traffic type number two is traffic you rent, and traffic type number three is traffic you own. So you influence, you rent, you own. I hope this was insightful for you. If you enjoy these traffic topics, drop me an email. Don't be shy, because a lot of these episodes are fueled by what I hear from you all. Whatever you're struggling with in your business, I want to help you move forward in your business. That's what this podcast is here for. I don't do this just because I like hearing myself talk. I do this because I like seeing you take action and I like seeing you move forward. And most of all, what I really like is seeing the fact that you get to help more people, serve more people, and positively impact more people through your business. Because, heck, I love this stuff. Entrepreneurship can change the world. Let's go get it. Thanks for tuning in here today to the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast. As always, you can catch me every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Pound that subscribe button. I'll see you again on Friday.
Thanks for listening to the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast with your host, Brian Lofermento. For show notes and to get a free copy of Brian's book, visit us online at thewantrepreneurshow.com.